99.9 Radio USA, two black Cadillacs, Carrie Underwood, 653, and it's 19 below. It's Scott Hansen with weird news brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. Being mugged is nothing to laugh about, right? One New York City man is finding some humor in a recent robbery attempt in Central Park. That's because on Saturday night, an armed mugger returned Kevin Cook's cell phone when he realized it was an older flip phone. Oh, it's not an iPhone. It's not a smartphone. I don't want it. I'll give it back to you. The Brooklyn resident tells the New York Post that he believes the mugger returned the phone because he didn't think he could get anything for it. Looking back on the life-threatening encounter, Cook says, "It's kind of humorous." Well, Cook called police. The mugger and an accomplice took off before they could arrive on the scene. An argument over the weight of a Florida man's mother recently ended with dislodged dentures and the man's wife in handcuffs. According to tcpalm.com, Valina O'Neill was riding home from church with her husband and mother-in-law earlier this month. Along the way, a fight erupted when she allegedly told her husband to make his 92-year-old mom move to the center of the back seat so her weight would be balanced between the two rear tires. During the scuffle, the husband says O'Neill hit him in his dentures, causing them to start to fall out of his mouth. He claims he bit down to keep the fake teeth in and didn't realize O'Neill's finger was still in his mouth. But she says he grabbed her finger and chomped down on it. The mother, meanwhile, told police that O'Neill is frequently violent toward her and her son and is constantly harassing her about her weight. O'Neill was arrested on a domestic battery charge. And finally, a New York City taxi driver is being hailed as a holiday hero after returning Christmas gifts left in his cab. According to the New York Post, confusion led to Matilda Garcia and her daughters accidentally leaving over $500 worth of wrapped gifts inside the cab on Christmas Eve. Garcia says it was a little devastating to realize that their mistake had possibly ruined Christmas for their entire family. She got in touch with the taxi service dispatcher, who informed her that the gifts had been found in the cab and that they could pick them up at the dispatch office. At the office, Garcia was able to thank Mustafa Ba, the taxi driver who returned the gifts from his cab. Isn't that nice? That's your weird news this morning at 6:57.
The year-end blowout sale is